Hello and welcome to the StudyClicks podcast. I am joined by yet another ATU student, this time from ATU Sligo, Shauna Cullen. And Shauna is studying clinical measurement physiology. Did I say that right, Shauna?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, good. Thank you. And so it's a brand new course, is it? You're the first year of it?
Yeah, first year.
Okay, cool. So you're the guinea pigs. How are you finding that so far?
Yeah, it's really interesting because nobody's ever really done it here. So
yeah,
we're kind of just starting off new. But the lectures are really good and they've experience in there.
Yeah, areas, I can imagine. So I suppose, like, I'm sure a lot of people listening and myself included are kind of unsure of what the course is and kind of what jobs can come from it. What exactly is clinical measurement physiology?
Well, from what I know now, you can become a physiologist, and we're studying five disciplines at the moment. I will list them out for you.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So there's cardio physiology, so that's the heart, neurophysiology, the brain, vascular physiology, respiratory physiology, and gastrointestinal physiology. So from that, we can become physiologists. So say you can become a cardiophysiologist, and they're healthcare professionals, and they perform tests on patients, interpret the results, and perform a report. So say if I became a cardiophysiologist, I'd be performing tests on people, such as, you know, an ECG, which is looking at the electrical activity of the heart. So just tests like that you perform on the patients in a healthcare setting.
Okay, it sounds very diverse, and kind of like you can go into a lot of different areas of it. Which I think some people kind of are fearful of before getting into a health professional. They think maybe they've kind of chosen one specific area and it might be hard to divert out of it. But it sounds like there's lots of things to choose from there. They all sound of varying different difficulties to me. So because it's the first year of the clinical measurement physiology course in ATU Sligo, what made you choose the course? How did you find out about it, and what kind of spurred you on to choose it?
Well, since fourth year of secondary school, we've been using Careers Portal to do our research. So I was kind of just on that all last year. And I was also looking at the ATU Sligo, just their website, and seeing what courses. And then I just saw clinical measurement physiology. And I saw it in the science department, because that's what I was interested in. And then obviously, I was like, what is that? So I just did my research about the job, and that's why. And then I chose it.
So then,
will I say why?
Yeah, of course. That was actually my next question. You're one step ahead. I suppose, like, when you found out about it and what it entailed, what made you think, okay, that is the one for me? You kind of mentioned that you were kind of specifically looking at the science side of things. So was it that you knew you wanted to do something health science, or was it something else?
Well, I was interested in working in a healthcare setting, but I knew I didn't want to do nursing or medicine or anything like that. So when I saw that there was you could go into the five disciplines, I just thought that was so interesting, because I don't know what I'm interested in yet, but I knew that I was interested in at least one of those disciplines. And what really made me choose it was because there's placement, and I'm such a hands-on learner that placement is really good, because in third year there's we do placement in three of the disciplines, and then in fourth year you choose one major discipline and you do your work experience in that. And I just think that's so good, it prepares you for the real world, for your job, and you get so much experience. So that's kind of why I chose it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine. I feel like it would be super daunting studying something for 4 years, and then your first chance at it is when you're already graduated and you've been through it all. So that's definitely a huge benefit of the course. Sounds great. I suppose coming away from the course itself, what kind of made you want to study at ATU Sligo? What was the kind of a pull factor for ATU Sligo? I presume you've done a bit of research into the place the course was in as well.
Oh, yeah. When I was doing tours of the colleges around Ireland, when I came up here, it fit me. It's not too big of a place. And Sligo is really nice as well.
I agree. I'm a Sligo man myself. So yeah. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah. And the facilities are great. Like there's clubs like football and all that, which I'm interested in as well. So
Yeah.
I just thought as an overall place, it's really good. It's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a unique campus in that sense.
Yeah.
And people I've spoken to about ATU Sligo before have said kind of how it's a friendly atmosphere on campus as well,
Yeah.
because you know, I feel like you can really ask your lecturers or your tutors anything. Do you find that, is that something you've experienced already in your first year?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, the lectures are all really nice, and like going into it, I only did biology as a science subject, so and we do the core science subjects, so physics and chemistry as well. So I was a bit nervous about that, but like they really do, they just start from the basics and they help you like all the way through, and I just yeah, it was really good and they're really nice so far anyway, really helpful.
I suppose taking it back again, another step back to when you were in Leaving Cert and kind of trying to decide. I know you spoke a bit about the process you of what you found, how you found out the course and how you kind of explored that. If you could give advice to a Leaving Cert or someone in fifth year or something that is listening to this podcast, what advice would you give to them? Like, kind of, I know it's a super difficult time trying to choose what you're what feels like what you're trying to choose for the rest of your life. What advice would you give to those people?
Well, yeah, I didn't have a clue what I want to do for all of secondary school. So actually last year I did a PLC in Animal Helper. So I think that do any sort of work experience, because I did work experience in a veterinary hospital because I thought I wanted to go and then do veterinary nursing. But it turns out that I actually preferred working in like with people rather than kind of animals, or I think just do some work experience and do and look up the jobs, because I think you can be interested in something but also you have to look at the job aspect, because I was also interested in doing a sporting course but then I was looking at the jobs and I don't think they actually suited me. So I just think do some work experience and get out there and actually see if it's for you, or do a PLC course because it was really good for the year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like any of the younger people listening to this, like maybe that are in TY and still have an opportunity to do
Oh yeah.
work experience, or people that
Yeah.
are doing LCVP, like definitely that's great advice. Kind of if you have an idea of a course you might like, if while you can and while you have the opportunity, and check it out. And I think as well, like that advice about the PLC, it's such a great thing to be able to do, to kind of
Yeah.
really explore something in depth for a year before you actually decide, you know, do you want to stick
Yeah.
in that or do you want to go on? Obviously, for yourself, you've kind of
Yeah.
changed it up a bit. I guess it's still in the similar realm. It's, you know, just people, not animals.
Yeah.
But you sound like you were pretty, you had your heart set kind of on a sciencey degree in the end.
Yeah, I
And you
did.
got there. You're getting there now. You're in
Yeah.
first year. It sounds
Yeah.
like you've made the right choice. And how are you finding the course itself? Do you think is it kind of what you expected, or is it more difficult or easier, or any thoughts?
Well, it is quite full on, but I'm really enjoying it so far. Like, I don't know what I didn't have any expectations to be honest, but yeah, it's really good so far. We're doing obviously the core science subjects, and then we just have clinical measurement class, which we're learning about the five disciplines and what equipments and the tests. And yeah, I find it really good so far.
Yeah, it's good that you're interested. So you're only really like a couple of months in,
Couple
really.
months,
And is it a 3-year course, is it?
No, it's 4 years.
Okay. Oh, I suppose with all the placement and stuff,
Placement, yeah.
that adds on to it. But
Yeah.
again, I'd say you'd rather have 4 years with placement than 3 without, I think, in my
I
opinion. I
would,
think it's probably
yeah.
better. So what would you say? It can be an academic reason or it can be a reason not associated with academics. Would you say your favorite thing about studying in ATU is?
Probably like the people I've met so far, because like in my course there's 25 in my course, and like everyone is from literally a different county in Ireland,
Really?
and I
Okay.
yeah, from all over. Yeah, like I'm from Wexford, and then there's people from Donegal or everywhere in the country. And also just I love the little events that the student union holds. They
Yeah.
do, like last week they brought in loads of pizza and they just handed out loads of pizza for free.
Yeah.
And then they do little movie nights and all like that. I don't know. And you can meet new people as well. So I just think it's really good.
Yeah, it seems really student orientated. It seems really it seems like they really care about the students and kind of want to let you have a good time. And of course Sligo was great fun anyway, with you know.
Yeah.
So it's easy. But yeah, that's a great reason. You know, I feel like a lot of people with places like Sligo, they might be you know, it's not a place that people go to often. It's kind of a small county.
Yeah.
And people might not even think about it. For people like, you know, from the likes of Wexford or down even in the south of the country, they might be thinking, okay, well, Sligo's a bit random. But it's great to hear that, like, there's so many people in your course from all over.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're all absolutely loving it, of course.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful county on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Well, that's absolutely great. I really enjoyed hearing not only about your kind of time in ATU Sligo, but also about your course specifically, because I mean, I had no idea what it was, and I'm sure that there's lots of people listening now that are thinking, oh, I might look into that a bit more, especially people who are looking for that kind of for a course in health science, but kind of something that's a bit diverse and something they can go into different areas in. So thank you very much, Shauna, for chatting to us about that, and I'll let you get back to your studies now, of course.
Yeah, thank you.